This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President-elect says America prevailed.
Respecting the will of the people is at the heart of our democracy.
Vaccine rollout intensifies.
It is historic, and we are all living history.
Attorney General Barr resigns.
The White House insists that he was not forced out.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. On a day when Americans got the first COVID-19 vaccine shots, state electors confirmed Joe Biden as the next president, a man who has vowed to make the pandemic his top priority. And as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman, the president-elect called the attacks on the election unconscionable.
Just hours after the Electoral College reaffirmed his election, Joe Biden addressed the American people.
Our democracy pushed, tested, threatened, proved to be resilient.
He didn't hide his displeasure with the legal efforts of the last few weeks, which have attempted to reverse the results.
Time and again, President Trump's lawyers presented arguments to state officials, state and federal courts.
And he called it an affront to democracy.
It's a position so extreme, we've never seen it before.
Earlier in the day,
the electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania,
in state after state,
New Jersey Electoral College,
Electoral College members cast their votes
for Joseph Biden.
Although it seems to be over, there is still one more step in all this. Congress must certify the Electoral College vote that's set to take place on January 6th. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
One of the last world leaders to congratulate Mr. Biden did today. Russia's Vladimir Putin put out a statement wishing him every success. Well, the American death toll in the coronavirus pandemic now tops 300,000. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on the overwhelming situation in the nation's hospitals.
In California, hospitalizations are up almost 250% in the last month. At USC Medical Center in Los Angeles, capacity is falling fast.
This morning, we had no more ICU beds.
Dr. Frank LaVecchio works in the ER at Valleywise Medical Center in Phoenix. He says his hospital is treating more coronavirus patients than at any other phase of the pandemic.
The positives are it's almost over. The negatives are it's going to be a tough haul. For at least the next 90 days, we're going to be at capacity, over capacity.
Over the last week, the U.S. has averaged more than 2,200 COVID-related deaths per day. People like 86-year-old David Childress. His wife of 66 years, Judy, was by his hospital bed.
So many families don't get to do that, and they're all alone, and I was blessed. I was just so blessed.
Correspondent David Begno has more on the historic vaccine rollout.
Okay, little poke. 1, 2, 3.
Frontline workers are leading the way yet again, receiving doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Melissa Cumberland was the first person vaccinated at her hospital in Connecticut.
Do you have any symptoms after the shot?
No, outside of some regular, you know, when you get a shot, you have that soreness in your arm.
Dr. Cumberland says she's aware of the public's concerns.
I'm proud of myself for doing it.
Proud of yourself, why?
Because I was selfless. I did it to make sure that, yes, you know, I'm safe. But I did it to start to almost build trust within our community and to really say, you know, we trust science.
Now, U.S. leaders want to vaccinate about 50 million people by February. Reaching that number will also depend on the FDA's approval of the Moderna vaccine, which could be available for distribution as early as next week.
Now to Washington, where a $748 billion bipartisan coronavirus relief package is now the focus of attention. The scaled-back plan would hold off on any state and local aid, at least for now. Attorney General William Barr handed in his resignation yesterday. CBS's Ben Tracy says one of the president's top allies did not go along with the administration's unfounded claim of election fraud.
Sources tell CBS News Attorney General Bill Barr was not forced out of his job. His resignation letter is a full-page tribute to President Trump. Barr writes the president's unprecedented achievements in the face of a partisan onslaught.
Bill Barr should have stepped up.
But lately, President Trump has been upset that Barr said the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Barr also followed Justice Department procedure when he did not reveal a federal investigation into Hunter Biden during the campaign. But it clearly angered the president.
Bill Barr, I believe, not believe, I know, had an obligation to set the record straight.
Barr's resignation came after the two met at the White House on Monday. In a tweet, President Trump said, "Our relationship has been a very good one, and that Barr has done an outstanding job."
Forecasters are saying it could be the worst snowstorm in years for many parts of the East Coast. WCBS-TV's Lonnie Quinn says the snow that starts tomorrow could get deep.
Pennsylvania along the I-81 corridor, 16 to 24 inches, maybe over 2 feet of snow in some spots. From Philadelphia to New York to Providence, about 5 to 10 inches, but right outside the city. I'm talking a foot or more, maybe up to 16 inches of snow.
The storm's likely to have an impact from Virginia on into New England. In South Haven, Mississippi, police say a 2-year-old boy was abandoned at a Goodwill donation outlet, left there with a plastic bag that contained a note and a change of clothes. Security footage helped police arrest a suspect in the case in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, it seems automakers have seen the lights about headlights.
Just 5 years ago, only 2 of 95 vehicles tested by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety achieved a good headlight rating. President David Harkey says this year it was 85 out of 185 models.
We've been very pleased to see how automakers have progressed to meet the consumer need.
Good headlights light the road ahead without blinding oncoming drivers. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Tony-winning Broadway performer and choreographer Ann Reinking has died.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy.
Her physical and bold style energized the revival of Chicago. Leslie Odom Jr. calls Reinking a legend and a mentor. Reinking was 71. She died while visiting family in Seattle. No cause of death disclosed. With Christmas getting closer, CBS's Elise Preston tells us today is one of the unofficial deadline days in the scramble to get stuff where you want it to go for the holidays.
I am dropping off Christmas gifts for my sister, my nephew.
With increased online shopping and fewer in-person get-togethers, industry analysts say this year about 3 billion packages are being shipped between Thanksgiving and Christmas. The deadline for ground shipping from major carriers is Tuesday, December 15th. Greeting cards have to be mailed by the 18th. From the 19th onward, there are pricier options for priority mail and select, express, and overnight services.
Today is also the last day of open enrollment for Obamacare in 36 states that use healthcare.gov. Today's the deadline for coverage beginning January 1st. Another 14 states and D.C. have later sign-up deadline dates. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.